you are on Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
The Zambia Land Alliance concerned over low land ownership among Zambians. ZPPA suspends water flow drilling and exploration limited. And Uganda nears 2 million refugees amid regional crisis. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Zambia Land Alliance has raised concern over the low number of Zambians acquiring land despite frequent complaints about foreigners taking over land in the country. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole says there is a noticeable trend of low land ownership among Zambians, both in terms of state and customary land. Speaking to RCV News on the circuit today, Mr. Musole urged citizens to shift their mindset and begin investing in long-term assets such as land rather than prioritizing short-term consumption. It is concerning that many Zambians prefer to buy cars instead of land, and this is a mindset that needs to be re-examined, said Mr. Musole. He emphasized that land ownership is a fundamental maker of national identity and security, adding that a Zambian is truly empowered when they own land, and without it, one is a Zambian only on paper. Mr. Msole has since called for increased public awareness and policy interventions to encourage Zambians to acquire land as a foundation for economic empowerment and generational wealth.
So we need to have a piece of this land. As a Zambian, land is your birthright. It doesn't matter where you are born, whether you are rich or poor. Land is your birthright. It's part of your identity. So we can't be walking around, we are Zambians, and we're holding the flag. Yes, the flag is a symbol, but the real Zambia is land. And each Zambian must know that this land is very important, it's very critical, it's our identity. And each Zambian must own a piece of this land we call Zambia.
Agriculture expert Oliver Blyer has expressed support for the government's decision to remove farmers from the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, if they fail to comply with the newly announced directive. On Friday, 1st August 2025, the Ministry of Agriculture warned that farmers under FISIP who fail to supply 10 by 50 kg bags of maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will be removed from the program. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Blyer said the move is commendable, noting that farmers benefiting from government subsidies have a responsibility to contribute to the national food security and nutrition. Farmers selling maize back to the government through FRA is a positive initiative for strengthening the country's strategic food reserves, which the nation depends on during times of need, said Dr. Blyer. Meanwhile, Dr. Blyer also welcomed the government's announcement to fully implement the e-voucher system in the upcoming farming season, saying the adoption of digital solutions is long overdue. In this technological era, it's important that the Ministry of Agriculture modernizes its systems. The full rollout of e-voucher will enhance transparency, improve efficiency, and help curb corruption in the agriculture sector, he added.
And what we noted here, and this is a caution to the government and also to the agro dealers that are involved, it's important to be ethical, because what happens is this, that they increase the prices of the commodity, taking advantage of the farmers that are redeeming these vouchers. And this is one thing the government has to monitor, to ensure that there is no agro dealer that will start increasing prices and taking advantage of our small holder farmers, and that should not be allowed at all.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has suspended Waterflow Drilling and Exploration Limited from participating in public procurement activities for 1 year due to underperformance on 6 contracts awarded by the Kawamba Town Council. The suspension follows a formal complaint from Kawamba Town Council regarding the supplier's failure to fulfill its contractual obligations. ZPPA Principal Officer for Public Relations in Itu, Mushambatra, confirmed that the authority conducted an investigation into 6 tenders issued to the company for the drilling and construction of solar-powered boreholes at 15 designated sites. ZPPA established that the supplier failed to complete the projects within the stipulated time frame, and as such, the company has been suspended pursuant to Section 96G of the Public Procurement Act, which allows for the suspension of a bidder or supplier for non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations, except in cases where the failure is due to force majeure, said Ms. Mushambatwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She further stated that this suspension also applies to any successor in interest, including any entity that employs, is associated with, or is managed by partners, directors, or officers of the suspended company. Ms. Mushambatwa has since advised all procuring entities to enforce this suspension by refraining from awarding contracts, selling or issuing solicitation documents, or inviting bids from Waterflow Drilling and Exploration Limited, saying that the suspension took effect on 23rd July 2025. The Veterinary Association of Zambia has expressed concern with the continued use of wild animals in confined cages for public exhibitions at agricultural shows and fairs across the country, describing the practice as inhumane and outdated. VAS President Malcolm Chioba is concerned with displaying live wild animals such as lions and vultures in unnatural and cramped enclosures, a practice witnessed at the recently conducted 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka. Dr. Chioba said that the practice is inconsistent with modern principles of animal welfare, ethical wildlife, stewardship and conservation. He has therefore described the exhibitions as exploitative rather than educational, warning that such displays send the wrong message to children and society by normalizing the treatment of wildlife as entertainment. Dr. Chioba has therefore called on the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, show organizers and exhibitors to immediately halt the use of caged wild animals in public shows. He has suggested that stakeholders can explore alternatives to promote Zambia's rich biodiversity, such as virtual and augmented reality wildlife experiences, educational documentaries and interactive exhibits, and encouraging visits to national parks for real wildlife encounters.
Therefore, we encourage the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to immediately stop that. Yes. Several alternatives to do that, and they are more ethical and impartial, and they are more ethical and impactful actually. And these include virtual and augmented reality wildlife experiences, high quality documentaries and interactive education, promoting visits of Zambia's national parks where animals can be observed in their natural habitat, and indeed supporting community based wildlife programs.
Now, the Zambia Police Service recorded a total of 65 criminal cases during the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show held in Lusaka from July 30th to August 4th, 2025, where 9 people were arrested for various offences. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says majority of the cases involved theft from persons, which accounted for 53 of the total reports. Mr. Chilabi said that other cases included 9 general cases of theft, 1 assault case occasioning actual bodily harm, 1 case of malicious damage to property, and 1 case of indecent assault on a female. Additionally, police recorded 19 contraventions related to conduct like